This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Presented through the generosity of the J. Ovier Real Estate Group, 626-510-7042, specializing in families with special needs, whether it be seniors, their investment needs, and they have folks who speak Spanish, Hebrew, German, French, and Chinese. All I know how to say is shrimp and lobster sauce. You've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant. Jackie Donnell was our restaurant of the week, and she just corrected the thing she wants me to tell you, so listen. The website is eatatelmers.com. You can have the bacon and avocado omelet they're featuring. Oh, Lindsay, triple berry French toast. Oh. And you have to pick a meat and eggs to go with that. Hello. And then the farm scrambled stuffed crepes. Swallow. That'll put your shirt in the dirt. Phone number is 327-8419. They are only going to serve from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. There's a problem getting turkeys.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
Laser Inc., you've got a gift certificate there at 4599 East Ramon Road. Laser, L-A-S-R, Inc.com. New printers, competitive prices, their fabulous expertise. And remember, they can fix everything. If you stump them, I want to know. 778-4444. All guaranteed.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
MJR Custom Framing. I've got to get over there. I found Trevor's diploma from the United States Air Force Academy, and I'm going to frame it for him for Christmas. I better get over there. You better, too. They're at the Atrium in Rancho Mirage, 324-6696. Get ready for Christmas.
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in, and I look forward to working with you.
And then the Red Jeep Tours. I keep telling you, when all those people come to your house for Thanksgiving and Christmas, send them on a Red Jeep Tour. Have them take the one that takes all day. That wasn't very nice, was it? Don't tell Santa. Okay, you've got a $50 gift certificate toward any tour, and these are fabulous. You've been on
them. I have.
Kids love them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Red-JeepTours.com, 477-4118. And I'm kidding, but it's also a great gift idea.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Morgan. And, well, the Red Jeeps, you have to come. Oh, this season is going to be so beautiful. Come with us on those Red Jeeps. You'll be so excited.
Okay, Jackie Donnell, she has 3 stepchildren. That counts. She's got 24 brothers and sisters. Yours, mine, ours, and theirs. Her parents, you know, from all the...
Wow.
24. Isn't that what you said? 23 or 24? And I said they're all good to her because she owns a restaurant. Okay, she's got 3 kids. You have?
2.
2. I have 3, 6, 7, 8. Okay,
yes.
We'll take the 8th caller, Joey Pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. I'm in my 27th year of broadcasting now. Thank you. We made it happen together. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. 323-5639. Okay, back to Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. Okay, if you aren't comfortable with this, just tell me. Okay, question number 1 from a Joey Pal. Open the medicine cabinet. Longer.
Oh, goodness.
It's a big one. That's good. Isn't that good, Rick? A whole new career for you, honey.
Absolutely.
Okay, I have an already weakened immune system, and I got COVID. Will my immune system come back to where it was? Do you understand the question?
I do. Okay. I do. That's a great question, and I can understand the concern for somebody who's really trying to make sure they don't get sick in the future. And I don't think we know. I think a lot of it has to do with the severity of your illness, and anything that is remaining from your illness, if there's any residual.
Do you mean long COVID?
Maybe long COVID, but I think with somebody who's got a strained immune system, depending upon how their body reacts to that, whether it's their respiratory system, their cardiac or their heart, you know, what the impact on them was. The best thing that you can do is to continue to follow up with your vaccine schedule. Try to avoid those people who are sick and continue to do the things that I think we disregard every day, which is really good nutrition, good sleep, reduced stress, and good social networks. Those are all things that help to reduce inflammation and can improve immune health.
Is it, in the perfect world, is it likely that your immune system will come back up? Will it rejuvenate itself?
I don't think that there's a whole lot of research to suggest what that looks like with COVID.
Got it. Thank you, Joey Powell. We're sorry. Just take good care of yourself. If COVID's done anything, it's made us more aware of our bodies and our health. Question number two. I have more issues at the dentist since I had COVID.
And that might be true. COVID did cause, you know, a lot of issues with taste and inflammation can impact lots of different areas. And we know that our oral health is very much connected to our circulatory system and our heart health. And I can see how that might have impacted. Plus, when you have an infection, you have to imagine the resources from your body go to fix that infection. And so there are times when other areas of our bodies may be neglected. That might be true of oral health.
And do you remember telling us, you or Brian, that people weren't going to the dentist during COVID?
Well, if you think about the visits that you can have for your health care when you're required to wear a mask, the dentist requires you to take off your mask. Yeah. So that can be very intimidating for somebody who's worried about getting COVID.
I'm writing, going to the dentist, which I will do in a heartbeat. Any excuse? Good question, Joey Pals. Okay, question number three. It takes me a minute because I write them when I get the emails and then I don't think of them again. This says, worse respiratory season coming up according to John Hopkins? Question mark.
Yes, and that's related to having those three viruses circulating pretty strongly. So influenza A right now, because there's A and B. A usually hits first and B after. So we are seeing influenza A locally. RSV, of course, we've talked about that. Lots of kids in the hospital and older adults, too, with RSV.
Lots of children in the hospital?
Yes.
Oh, that's serious.
It is very serious. RSV is...
It's not like a cold, then. It's...
No, it you know, when we think of a cold, what are we thinking of? We're thinking of upper respiratory symptoms.
Stuffy nose,
cough. But at some point, if, you know, serious enough, those things travel south. And that's the problem, is they get to your lungs. And with little kids, RSV can be very dangerous.
Oh, goodness. I don't like this. This is not going so well. Okay. Oh, you'll like this one. It's just throwing it out there to be funny. There's a story circulating about identical twin boys, and or they're men now, and they have both been ordered to pay child support because their DNA samples were identical. And I threw it in there. I'm going to give it to our legal eagle, too.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, but I wanted you to explain, really and truly, twins, identical twins, DNA is identical?
Identical twins are identical. So, and you can see this when you see certain cases of identical twins marrying identical twins.
Right.
And their children are technically siblings and cousins.
What a mess.
It can be, but that's the first I've heard of that type of
Isn't that
legal
fun?
Issue.
And I read this story that the Joey Pal sent along, and it was funny because the woman who carried the baby couldn't tell them apart. She didn't know which one She couldn't go to court and say, that's the man I slept with who impregnated me. And I guess the men got a big bit of a giggle out of it.
Somebody knows the truth.
Oh, yes, that's true. Or maybe they traded.
Oh, goodness.
It said that they had pulled jokes on everyone from teachers to parents, so why not this woman?
Absolutely. That's awesome.
So DNA is identical in identical twins.
Well, if you think about it, when we have identical twins,
right,
you have a single sperm that fertilizes a single egg.
And it splits.
And then it splits. So the genetic material is all the same, just divided into two.
I thought there'd be something. Wow. Isn't that kind of a fun?
I always thought it'd be very intimidating to have identical twins because I knew I would mix them up at some point.
I would have liked, you can't have identical twins if it's a boy and a girl. Fraternal, right?
Yes.
I would have liked that.
You could definitely tell them apart, though.
Yes. So I didn't learn anything there. What is non-binary?
Non-binary. That's when somebody does not ascribe to a single gender.
Oh, they asked about the surgeries. So if you wanted non-binary surgery, you don't want to be a man or a woman?
Never really heard of non-binary surgery.
Okay, there's your homework.
When you're choosing non-binary, because these are options now to be able to, you know, things like birth certificates and driver's license to be able to choose non-binary in California.
What do you put, NB?
I don't know what it looks like exactly, but it allows you to make that choice that I'm not consistently ascribing to a single gender. I am not the expert in this.
No.
I'm sure there are other in the community who might be able to speak more eloquently to it.
There was a contestant on Jeopardy who didn't want to be called he or she, them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is the pronoun that's used.
Right. So non-binary.
Yes.
Bottom surgeries probably means their sexual organs.
Well, there is surgery for those in the transgender community to do that. But I'm not really familiar with non-binary surgery.
See, there's still things for us to learn.
Absolutely, every day.
Joey Pals, you know how this works. We play Stump the Guest between Dr. Brian Hodgkins, Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. No relation to the pitcher, but we're working on it. Send them to Joey Chocolate at AOL. You always do. Interesting things. Okay, what do you want to leave us with?
Well,
I'm kind of depressed about the going into the holidays and the...
But we're so empowered.
Okay, good.
We have so much more to take care of ourselves than we did 2 years ago. We have vaccines. We have lots of data to support that those work, are safe, and reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization.
Okay.
We have good access to them. Desert Oasis has them available to you every single day, Monday through Friday, your local pharmacy on the weekends.
And you don't have to be a member.
You do
Go
not.
Go over that again.
You
if
do
you
not
get
have
symptoms.
To be a member. If, for vaccination, you don't have to be a member. For symptoms, we're a test to treat center, so you can come in and get access to the drugs you need to be safe. So we have ways to avoid getting sick, or reduce how sick we get. We have treatments. We have good availability of things like masks. I know people don't like to wear them, but they work. And they're a minor inconvenience to avoid having 2 or 3 weeks of illness and facing the risk of long COVID.
And the new BQ1.1 and the BQ1 seem to be a little more severe.
Well, that is yet to be seen.
Okay.
They have... genetic changes that may mean they more easily avoid our antibodies from both vaccination and previous infection, which makes using masks really effective. So we have all these tools. We just need to use them.
And believe them.
And believe them.
142 weeks.
Yes.
52 weeks in a year. Is that almost 3 years?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's here forever. It'll make life better if you get better at your diet and your exercise and you're more aware of your surroundings. That's
Absolutely.
Never a bad thing. Never a bad thing.
No.
Okay, Can you name where all the Desert Oasis facilities are?
Well, for we have multiple. So we have Palm Springs, Palm Desert. We have a lot of resources in Bermuda Dunes, Indio. We have offices in Coachella and two offices in Yucca Valley.
Yucca Valley. If you want to check everything out, go to mydohc.com or call
969-6555.
You can continue the conversation with Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. Who's with us next week, you or Brian?
You know, I'm not sure.
I think it's Brian.
Okay.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Someday is not one of them. Travel the world while you can. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Come with me next March to Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Qatar. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Might be a good idea while you've got company over the holidays. Send them on a day excursion. Dana Haynes wants you to know we are under the ninth sign astrologically, Sagittarius, until December 21st. She comes down from the mothership, where you can contact her at astrologyworldnews.com. You can call 442-226-6378. Desert Water Agency reminds you that because of those new restrictions, no sprinklers during daylight hours. Now see, when the time changed, my timer's all screwed up. I just had it fixed. Oh, I'll work on that. And restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org. And don't they recommend that you do not overseed this fall and go gold to help the statewide drought. Go gold means let your grass look brown or gold. Okay. Just Fabulous. We love this website. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Get ready for Christmas with their fabulous selection of ornaments that always sell out quickly. 20% off all their Christmas trees. Huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and more things for birthdays, weddings, and a new collection of retro pool floats. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what life holds in store for you. Delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in beautiful nearby Yucca Valley. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website. It's a great gift idea. And as Pat Boone says, you'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has a holiday schedule during this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, the 24th through the 27th. The first tram up is at 8 a.m. The last tram down, that's the one you don't want to miss. The last tram down is at 9:30 p.m. And you can do the ride and dine with the tram ticket and dinner at Pines Cafe, pstramway.com. Okay, the Palm Springs Cultural Center, home of the best popcorn. psculturalcenter.org. Pick from these things. Sundays with Keisha D is weekly, every Sunday. Monday, Mon Petit Salon is weekly, every Monday. Tuesday Jazz on the Second Floor is weekly, every Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Life is a Cabaret, that's select Wednesdays. And Thursdays, Cocktail Classics, that's select Thursdays. You can clear it all up at psculturalcenter.org. Thus, Rendon, See? Thus endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Tomorrow, Joey Pals, Kelly's Corner, the CV Firebirds, and golf at Shadow Mountain. Until then, you be well and all the best.